Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Acts 23, the verses 23 to 35. Acts chapter 23, verse 23 to 35. Then he called two of his centurions and ordered them, "Get ready a detachment of 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen and 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at 9 tonight. Provide horses for Paul so that he may be taken safely to Governor Felix." He wrote a letter as follows: "Claudius Lysias, to His Excellency Governor Felix, greetings. This man was seized by the Jews and they were about to kill him, but I came with my troops and rescued him, for I had learned that he is a Roman citizen. I wanted to know why they were accusing him, so I brought him to the Sanhedrin. I found that the accusation had to do with questions about their law, but there was no charge against him that deserved death or imprisonment. When I was informed of a plot to be carried out against the man, I sent him to you at once. I also ordered his accusers to present to you their case against him." So the soldiers, carrying out their orders, took Paul with them during the night and brought him as far as Antipatris. The next day they let the cavalry go on with him while they returned to the barracks. When the cavalry arrived in Caesarea, they delivered the letter to the governor and handed Paul over to him. The governor read the letter and asked what province he was from. Learning that he was from Cilicia, he said, "I will hear your case when your accusers get here." Then he ordered that Paul be kept under guard in Herod's palace. My theme for reflection is protected for a purpose. Protected for a purpose. A man once set out on a long journey through treacherous mountain paths. As he climbed, the fog thickened, making it nearly impossible to see. Just as he was about to take a step forward, a strong hand grabbed his shoulder, pulling him back. When the fog cleared, he realized that he had been inches away from the edge of a deep ravine. What he had thought was an interruption had actually saved his life. In Acts 23:23-35, we see God's unseen hand at work in Paul's life. A plot to assassinate Paul is unfolding, with 40 men vowing not to eat or drink until they have killed him. Humanly speaking, Paul doesn't stand a chance. But what his enemies don't realize is that they are not just fighting against Paul. They are fighting against the plans of God. Through a series of seemingly ordinary events, God orchestrates Paul's escape. His nephew overhears the plot and warns the authorities. The Roman Tribune, wanting to avoid political chaos, orders an almost absurd level of protection, 470 soldiers to escort one man to Caesarea. Paul, once a prisoner at the mercy of his enemies, now rides under the guard of the most powerful military force of the time. What looked like a disaster was actually divine protection. Sometimes we expect God's deliverance to come in dramatic ways, miracles, visions, or immediate resolutions. But often he works through ordinary means. A conversation, an unexpected delay, a closed door that redirects us. Like Paul, we may not always recognize God's hand in the moment, but looking back, we see that he was guiding us all along. It was Bonhoeffer who wrote that we are not simply to bandage the wounds of victims beneath the wheels of injustice. We are to drive a spoke into the wheel itself. God was not only preserving Paul's life, he was ensuring that Paul would carry the gospel to Rome, the heart of the empire. His protection had a purpose. This passage challenges us to reconsider our own circumstances. Perhaps the delays, setbacks, or unexpected changes in our lives are not obstacles but part of God's plan. Perhaps he is positioning us for something greater. Paul was not merely being saved from danger, he was being sent toward his destiny. Lent is a season of to trust that God is at work, even when we don't see the full picture. Our journey may seem uncertain, but like Paul, we can rest in the truth that God's purpose will always prevail. He protects us not just for our own sake, but so that we may continue the work he has given us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, can you recall a time when an unexpected detour in your life turned out to be part of God's greater plan? Number two, how might God be protecting or redirecting you right now for a greater purpose? And now our practical exercise for the day. Write down one situation in your life where you feel uncertain or frustrated. Instead of seeing it as an obstacle, ask God to show you how he might be using it to guide or protect you. Surrender the situation to him in prayer. Lord, help me to trust that your hand is guiding my life even when I do not understand the path ahead. Teach me to see your protection even in unexpected ways. Use me for your purpose and give me faith to walk forward, knowing that you are always with me. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.